Okay, today's daf is Ervin Daf Dalid. Ervin Daf Dalid, as we continue in the first parak of Mavu, Parak Mavi Shi Gavoha, again to announce for a second time the shiur that Rav Schechter is giving tomorrow at the YU Museum, 15 West 16th Street, an introduction to Meseches Ervin by one of the experts in the entire world in Inyanim of in Hilchas Ervin. It's at 6 p.m. tomorrow in downtown Manhattan. Feel free to make reservations at the yumuseum.org/programs, the OU, and the YU rep. Invite everyone to come. Okay, we continue now. Gimel Amid Beis, second, five lines from the bottom. We're up to Vahaika. We had, we're going to have two statements in the name of Rav Nachman. Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman, and Rava in the name of Rav Nachman. Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman had said, when we're talking about measurements, when we talk about Amos, Amos of Sukkah and Mavui are the five Tefach Amma, and the Amma of Kilayim is the six Tefach Amma. And we worked it out that each one is either Lachumra, that was the first day, it's always Lachumra, or Rov Amos Ka'amar. You always go Lachumra, and most of the time it's using the small ones by here and the big ones by there, but you work it out that it's always Lachumra. Either way, that was Abaye, the name of Rav Nachman. And we were in the middle of the discussion of Kilayim. Kilayim, we said, uses the six Tefach Amma, meaning the larger Amma. Why is this? Lamai Hilchasa. So we said, mentioned this for the Karachas HaKerem and the Machol HaKerem. We mentioned the Karachas HaKerem is where a Kerem has literally Kireach, a bald spot, in the middle of it, in the middle area, and therefore one needs, if it is a Halachic Kerem, if it's a vineyard, then one has to distance any other planting from it Dalet Amos, which is called the Avodas HaKerem, the amount of area that a plow, which is plowing the vineyard, needs, and that's off limits. So once you have four Amos on all sides of the Kerem, after that, then one could plant, if it's large enough to be its own entity. And that was the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That was Kerem. So for that, figuring out the measurements there, so one uses the large Amos, and also the Machol HaKerem, which is on the side, where you have a vineyard, between the vineyard and the Geder, and the fence, also one wants to plant, one has to leave the Avodas HaKerem, one has to leave the four Amos, and after that, have enough room to plant. Okay, that's what we spoke about. I didn't get to mention it yesterday, but we've spoken about a number of times that the idea of Kilayim d'oraisa has much in the realm of Maris Ayin. The Torah Zroim, Rav Parmanchik, talks about this in his Sefer. Many Mishnayos in Kilayim don't have a hardcore measurement in terms of, are they yonate together? Do they combine underground? Are they nourished together by the nutrients in the earth? That doesn't seem to be as much of the issue as Maris Ayin, even on a d'oraisa level. Does it look like it's planted together? That's a lot of times concepts of Kilayim. We have their Mishnayos and Kilayim. I mean, now we're talking about Kilay HaKerem and Kilay Zraim. But sometimes if you have a field, that one of them is pointy, it's not two squares next to each other. But one's a diamond, and just the edge of it touches the other field, that might be okay. Rosh Tor, as the Mishnayos describe it in Kilayim. So that would be okay, even though they're right near each other. Why? Because it doesn't look like it's together. It looks like a separate entity. So that's a concept that comes up in Kilayim, even on a Daraisa level. Most of the time, Maris Ayin is on a Darabana level, in most other contexts. But in Kilayim, sometimes it comes up on a Daraisa level as well. So anyway, that's a concept that comes up. You can look in the Torah Zroim, to see other examples of this. Okay, but
Kilayim is Daraisa only if you
So Kilayim, there is Rabbi Yoshia, but Mapolas Yad by Kilay, right? By Kilay Zron, they have to be planted mamish at the same time. Yeah, there is a day like that. Got that in back in Chulin. Okay, says the Gemara now on the six wide line or so. Set, we just said that you use the large Kilayim to determine the measurements for Chol HaKerem and Karachas HaKerem. But what do you mean, Vahayika Ritzufim? What about the case of Ritzufim, Ba'arba Amos Dilakula? What does that mean? The measurements that we have just been talking about have been four Amos away from a vineyard, a Kerem. What if you don't have a vineyard, but you have a vine? You have a vine. You don't have a vineyard, one vine. So for a vine, one does not need to leave four Amos, and one only needs to leave, as Rashi explains, enough to a couple of tvachim, six tvachim I think it is, but much less than the dalaramas, because it's only a vine, it's not a vineyard. What if you have many vines that are very close to each other, that are unusually close to each other, and you don't leave the correct amount of space in between the vines in order to work each vine? So is that called, if you have a lot of together, is that treated like a vineyard? Because there are so many vines, or do we say, no, it's unusual in how it was planted, and therefore you just treat them as singular vines, and you wouldn't have to leave Dalaramas around. That's the case of Ritzufin. Vahika Ritzufin ba'arba amos, Ritzufin within 4 amos, dila kula, that there, if you use the larger amos, it would be a kula. Ditznan, karamanatua alpachos be'arba amos, if you have less than 4 amos, you have less than the normal amount of space between the rows, Rabbi Shimon Omer, eino kerem. That's not called a kerem, that's called a vine, right? That's called one vine, and therefore you wouldn't have to leave dalet amos around the vine, in quotes. So, and if you use the larger shear there, you're giving it more flexibility. It's lakula. V'cham omrim karim. No, it still is a karim. Why do the rachachamim say that? V'roin es ha'im sa'iyim kilu einam. You view the middle vines as if they're not there, so you can view that as if it is planted normally. So there again, how could you say kilayim is always, you use the larger amos. Here you can see, maybe use the smaller amos. Maybe you should use the smaller amos to be machmir. The Gemara again has two answers. Either Kerabanan, Dami Havi Kerem, maybe it's like the Rabbanan, who say it's a Kerem either way. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how, what, which Amos you use, it's still going to be called a Kerem. Or if you buy same with Olam Rib Shimin, Varov Amos Kamar. As we said yesterday, it's Rov. It's a Rov Amos, it's not all Amos. And you're right, in Achidami, in the cases where using the smaller Amos would be a Chumrah, then you would use the smaller, Amos. Good. Important ha'ara that, again, very important ha'ara that the Aruch HaShulchan has. Aruch HaShulchan, where this is quoted la'halacha, in terms of the mavui, in which amos you use, he basically asks, why did the Rabbanan come up with two measurements that are two different measurements, but they have the same name? You know, imagine if there are, there are 2 inches. There are fat inches and smaller inches. Just tell me a different word. Don't use two measurements that are different, that are both called inches. Or meters, called the chutzla aretz, the bnei eretz yisrael, right? There's a fat meter and a skinny meter. There's a meter that. Why did Chazal do that? They made up amos, or Kadosh Baruch Hu made up amos, wherever it comes from, the shiurim, as we're going to talk about. Why is there a shiur that had 2 different shiur that has the same name? That's the shaila. And he asked this by way of asking, I don't understand this whole Gemara. We're saying, it has to be lachumra, mavi is all derabanan. So why shouldn't we say lakula by mavi? We're not sure which amma to use. So what does the Gemara say? Oh, you got to figure it out. All the chumra. Oh, I forgot to mention Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, we'll do that in a second. Says the shouldn't it be all lakula? This is the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Sama Gimel. Aba b'mavi d'rabanan ha'bachal makan hochin lahakel b'drabanan b'safik k'margala b'shasu poskim d'safik d'vram lahakel v'zeh pshita mashalchin b'kan kach u'b'kan kach u'b'bnei ha'safik. And therefore, what are we doing here? We should say by sukkah and by kilayim it's l'chumra and by mavi it's l'kula. Right, we're going to have another day in a minute also. So he says, Anir l'niyaz daiti bin yinazed, the ein kan suffik klal. There's no suffik about which amas to use here. Because then you would say, l'kula, by suffik d'rabanans, and l'chumra by suffik d'araisas. So the issue here in our Gemara is not one of suffik. Ula Moshe namra b'sinai. But to Moshe, it was given at Sinai, that there's a shear called an amma. But an amma is a sliding scale amma. The bein morvachas bein mitzumtzamos ksherim b'chol makom. Why? How can you have a measurement that's not exact? V'hatam shaharei lo nitzna Torah l'malachei hasharis. The Torah wasn't given to malachim, as the Gemara says and Chazal say. Umedidos kol b'nei adam e'efshar lios kulan shavin. It's impossible. What do we say an amma is, right? If you stick your fingers together and tightly, we're going to get to, loosely, we're going to get to that in 2 minutes. How do you figure out an amma? Well, some people could get their hand together, make a tight fist, and some people can make a fat fist. So what's the shear? It must be there is no set shear by a shear that's figured out by parts of a human being. The yesh adam barisha docheketz ba'usav harbei zelazeh. V'havei amida mitzumtzemes, v'yesh adam chalush, she'enu yachol litchok kol kach, havei amida morvachas, v'alchayotzi b'zeh ne'mar, di'yefshel letzamseim, u'bevadei kol adam tzorach lindod b'shelo u'kifi hergelo. A person measures, right, similar, by kemitza. Right, every Kohen does kemitza, right, he wipes off with his pinky and his thumb, so how much flour is burnt out of his mezbeach? Well, it depends how big the hand of the Kohen is. Right? It depends. What do you mean it depends? It depends. What about Kizesim and Kibetzes? We'll talk about that soon, Bez Hashem. But you're right. Some Shira might be more objective because Tamara, Beitza, and Kezias, they don't go by a human being. They go by, okay, you might have different size eggs based on generation. So that's already the Nodabihuta's discussion about how eggs might have gotten smaller over the centuries. But at least in terms of the Shi'urim that are determined by human beings, Ubevadai ha'adam shabalimdon makom shithebi yecholto lo leichsham modin berevach lutovaso. V'lachain, what about Dalamas? Dalamas, which is a rabbi. How do you measure Dalamas? Sheninu Torah l'chaladam b'shabes yitaltol sham v'chulu mistama yim dolom rvachas mistama. You give him the fatter shiurim because you know lodin etor l'alachesharis. What are you going to do? This guy's going to have a smaller. This one's going to have a larger. Mistama, you give the larger one. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out here. It's not a suffix. It's a question of there is a sliding scale. For which halachos do we use the larger shear of the sliding scale? For which halachos do we use the smaller shear? But it's always given to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't say it's a suffix what Moshe Rabbeinu was given. But amnam b'mavui shehi lehilach rabim v'yefshal ha'amen al bidas yachid v'gam ein shum hefsid bazeh amr chacham nidol l'chumra b'shem devavada yeshan Hashem l'kan yeshan Hashem l'kan. Mavui is given to also, it's all a hecker to remind people, so we can go machmer there. V'chein besukka v'kilayim shoha inyan nogea gam harbe la'achi gam laharbe acherim o b'isr kilayim o b'kiya mitzvah sukkah. There are many people that have the larger shears, so you have to be machmir. Some people have the smaller shears, so you have to be machmir. But not al suffik. Alts, that one has to take into account all different people when it comes to a tzibur type of halacha. But that, if you want to look it up, Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Sama Gimel, Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, and Lamed Dalet. So again, an Amma is a sliding scale Amma. And that's why it was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not two different shiurim that have the same name. It's one shiur that has a sliding scale. And it has to do with different people's fingers, and that's why it is somewhat subjective. Good. Okay, we're up to the second view of Rav Nachman, but let me just get back to something I forgot to mention yesterday that I said I would start off with. And that is, Rebbe said yesterday in the brisa that we quoted about sukkah, Rebbe's shita is that the minimum size sukkah is dalal amas. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that the minimum shear of a sukkah is 7x7 tfachim, enough to fit Rosh Aruba v'Shulchano. But Rebbe says dalal amas. That's the brisa, if you want to remember, the brisa in sukkah, daf gimel, which lists off all the halachos that have a minimum of dalal amas. Mezuzah and makeh and bayis, beis arechoma, all different halachas that have that halacha. But Rebbe's statement starts off with Omer Ani. So it's been a couple of months since I mentioned this, so I got to mention it again. The Beis HaOtzar, Rav Yosef Engel, on page 93 in Beis HaOtzar, Klal Lamed Gimel, says Omer Ani. He says, only Rebbe, in about 25 places in Shas, starts off a statement of his with Omer Ani. Why is that? Says Rav Yosef, and he quotes, obviously pre-computer, lived at the turn of the previous century, rather than about 1900. So why does he say Omer Ani? So he says, I think Omer Ani is a lashon of anava, a lashon of humility, like we say, Ani is daiti, in my humble opinion. So that's Omer Ani, number one. After all, the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, that when Rebbe died, batla anava, that anava, the humble people in the world, were no more. So it's a lashon of anava. Number one. Number two, then he says that we're going to add on something new that we've never mentioned before, so it's Eid Beis Nedrash below Chiddush. Number two, he says, maybe it's even deeper than that. He says, if you look in the Hasidic masters, the Talmidei HaBesht, he quotes, the Ani, when somebody says that wants to be makir, then it's not really me. It's the Koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into me, that they're so unbelievable, even in that realm. They say that's the ani that he's referring to. Kiderech anshei mayla hagedolim lehisponein al kol dibureim umaseim sheinei medabrim baosem mikoch atzmam. It's not kochi baosen yadi. Rakoch eloki asher bahem ubechol hanivraim. Right, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu did it. The ani is not really ani. Right, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kitam Hashem Sfasai Tiptak. Hashem helps me out here. So then Yitachin Gamkein Kazeh Havanas Lashon Omer Ani. Tehainu Dehiktim Al Diburo Shlohu Bechachmaso Ubetvunaso Hu HaOmer VaHamasik Shadinu Kach VaKach Rakoach Eloki Asher Bo Hi Ashchina Kedosha Mechayez Kol HaNevram. It's the Tzelem Elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in me that came up with this. It wasn't really me. And then he says, you can use this to explain, this we never mentioned before, The line in Maseches Sukkah. Hillel, we know, is an unbelievable anavodah. Also, we know the Gemara in Shabbos, that the guy wanted to get him out of the shower, he wouldn't get angry. Hillel was a tremendous anav. What did Hillel say about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Sukkah Dafnun Gimel, Imani Kan, Hakol Kan. V'yameinani Kan, Mikan. If I'm here, we can start. If I'm here, we're all here. If I'm not here, forget it, nobody's here. So the Pasha of the Gemara is like, what is Hillel doing here? What about Gaiva? Right, Imani Kan, Hakol Kan, I'm here, you can start. No. So if you look at Rashi there, Rashi says he's speaking b'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's he's talking about on behalf of Hashem. It is as if he's saying, you know, if you have the Shechina here, if it's a sanctified party, then it's good. HaKol Kan, everything's here. If I'm not here, if you drive me out, then this place is nothing. That's what he means to say. What Im Ani Kan is referring to Hashem? Says it be Yosef Engel. It's exactly what I just said. The Ani is the Tzelem Elokim. It's the Koach Eloki. So you see there again, the word Ani referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then he says, in the next paragraph, and with this we'll finish the thought, maybe there's even a hint to this in a pasuk in Tanakh. He says, in my searching, I think there's only one time in Tanakh where it says Omer Ani. And that's in Tehillim, Perek Mem Hei, where the pasuk says, Rachash Libi Davar Tov, my heart was stirred to do something good, Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech, I say my actions are for the king. Lishoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue is a quick sofer scribe with a quill. That's the pasuk. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel. I think this is where David got it from, right? David, where Rabbi got it from? Rabbi, as we know, was an descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, what did he do? What is he mostly known for? Writing the Mishnah. Eis lasos Hashem. He took something that was Baal Peh and he wrote it Bichsav. So what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Omer Ani, my heart is to the king. I'm doing something L'Shem Shemayim. My heart, I'm going to put down, I'm going to become a scribe. This is exactly a remez to David HaMelech, and tell him Perek Tesvav for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi writing down the Mishnah. Again, it's Befeir to the Pasuk. Roch HaShlibi, Deraita, I want to do something good. My Sila Melech, Lishoni, Eight Sofer Mahir. Amazing. You can look there. He continues about the, that he says, Libi Dovar Tov, right? The Sofei Tevas is Rebbe, Gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Goes through, keep looking it up, that he continues with the thought. Okay, that was just how to be Makayim my Neder. Okay, Gimel Mabay, second to last line. We are up to the second version of Rav Nachman. So Abaya had the first version of Rav Nachman, now we have the second version of Rav Nachman. No. Kol Amos Ba'ama Bashisha. All Amos are measured in six Tefach Amos. All of them. Ella Halalus Sochakos Halalu Atzevos. But these are happy Amos and these are sad Amos. What does that mean, happy and sad? When somebody is sad, their lips are pursed and they're much more tightly on each other. When somebody is happy and smiling, so then we're looser, we're relaxed more. So you have the loose amos, meaning the amos where my fingers are together and there's space in between them, or sad amos, which are the tight amos, that are a hand is tight together. So really it's all six. There's just a little bit, about a half a tefach in between the shear. So maybe is that really true? Kol amos she'amru chachamim ba'ama bashisha. We have a brisa that says, all amos are the six tefach ama, u'bilvad shelo yihu mechuvanos. As long as they are not mechuvanos. What does mechuvanos mean? So let's see. Bishlam ala Rava. According to Rava, I understand how to read this brisa. Ki hechi delevin halalu sochakos v'halalu atzavos. According to Rava, I understand how to read the brisa, that all amos are bashisha, as long as they're not mechuvanos. So you know, what are the different types of amos that you have? According to Rava, you have the loose ones and the tight ones. So you understand how to read the brisa. The brisa's distinction. Elala Abaya Kasha, but according to Abaya, he said, all amos, right, what did he say before? By Sukkah, by Mavui, they're all chamisha. By Kelayim, they're all, right, they're all six. So according to Abaya, he said, all amos are amos bashisha. So how does he read this brisa? What's the distinction? So the Gemara says, Amlucha Abaya, Ema Amas, Kilayim Amas Bas Chamisha. Maybe within the Kilayim world, it's Bas Shisha. I, Bahami Diktati Seifa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. But the next part of the Brisa says, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kol Amos Amru Chachamim B'Kilayim Ba'ama Bashisha, U'bilvad Shalo Yu Mitzum Samos, as long as they are not so precise. Michlal the Tadakama, Kol Amos Kamar. Especially the Tadakama is talking about all Amos. So according to you, Abaya, you are Mechalik. between the small ones and the big ones, Sukkah and Mavli versus Kelayim. So how do you read the Braisa? Amar lecha Abaya, v'lav mi'ikar Rav Shimon Gamliel dekoy kavasi. But you just said that Rav Shimon Gamliel says otherwise. I know Damik, Rav Shimon Gamliel. I would hold like the second opinion. I don't have to work the Tanakama into my opinion. I would hold that this is a machlokas Tanaim. Period. Says the Gemara, okay, Liabaya Vada Tanoi. According to Abaya, it's for sure Machlokas Tanoim, and he holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. L'Rava Milema Tanoihi. According to Rava, do you have to say it's a Machlokas Tanoim? So the Gemara says no. Amalacha Rava. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is not arguing. He's just adding. Rav Shimon Gamliel, ha asal ashmi'inan, amas kilayim, lo yitzam same. He's telling you the following, that the am of the kilayim, you shouldn't be mitzam same. What does that mean? Valema amas kilayim lo yitzam same, ba amabashisha limu ute mai. So why don't you just say, don't be so exact, litzam same? Why don't you just say that? Why do you have to add in the next phrase of Ba'amabas Shisha? Lav Lema'ute, isn't that to exclude Amasuk of Amas Mavui, which would then be a Kasha on Rava? That the six Amos is only, the six Tefach Amma is only by Kilayim, and not by the other two, which would be a Kasha on Rava? So the Gemara says, lo, what else could be excluded if he holds that all these are six? Limute ama yesod va ama sovev. Maybe it's to exclude another area of halacha where we have ama measurements, and that's the measurement of the mizbeach. The mizbeach had a couple of amas. The mizbeach we had 2 days ago, it was 10 amas tall. Remember, we had the curtains might be 5 amas above that. But each of the sections of the mizbeach were given in amos as well. Tchsev, as the pasuk describes the mizbeach of the bayis shlishi. Dechsiv, the elu midos. Let's read the whole pasuk, and then we're going to darshin each section of the pasuk as referring to a different part of the mizbeach. The elu midos of mizbeach ba'amos. These are the mizbeach, the midos, the measurements of the mizbeach in amos. Ama v'tefach. When you're using an ama, which is an ama v'tefach, which we mean is a 6 tefach ama, because ama is like 5 plus 1 tefach. So the pasuk is saying there are some amos that are being used here, that is the 6 tefach amma. We'll see how to read the pasuk. V'cheka amma v'amarachav. We'll see that means the base. V'gvula el sfasa saviv zeres ha'echa. That's a half an amma. V'zeh gava mizbeach. End of the pasuk. So what is that referring to? Each phrase. Cheka amma zeh yisod. That's referring to the base of the mizbeach. That is in amma. Right, you see in the picture book, right, it goes through exactly which amma is being referred to. And Rashi, it's based on the Rashi here. Is it referring to the height of the amma, the height of each ledge, or the going in? Let's think about the mizbeach again for a minute. The bottom of the mizbeach was the largest, it was the widest. That is an amma, that's the base. Then it goes in, indented a little bit, an amma, and then it goes up a couple of amos, and you get to the sovev. The sovev is the ledge in the middle of the mizbeach that the kohanim walked around on in order to sprinkle blood. Then the mizbeach goes up, and again, every time it goes up, it gets indented. So that's why the mizbeach, I think the bottom was 32 amos, the up top was 28 amos altogether, if I remember. And then it goes up, and then you have the kronos on top. That's the shape of the mizbeach. So the cheka amma is the yesod. The amma rachav, ze sovev. And the amma of the width is, the indentation is talking about the sovev, that's the ledge in the middle. Vikvula alsvasa saviv elua kronos. That's referring to the kronos, which go an amma up. The horns of the mizbeach. Vizegav mizbeach, the mizbeach hazav. And that's referring to the other mizbeach, the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach hazav, also known as the mizbeach haktores and the mizbeach apnimi. Okay, so that's what it's referring to. So the braisa that excludes and say some amos are in 5 tefach amos, that's not excluding Mavui and Sukkah, which would then be a question on Rava, but it's excluding Mizbeach, which nobody was talking about, and therefore Rava could say that all 3 contexts that we were talking about before are 6 tefach amos, while this one is referring to the 5 tefach amos are some of the amos in the Mizbeach structure. Period. Okay, we'll stop there. Let's make a couple of points. First of all, the placement of the Mizbeach, we're talking about exactly the measurement of the Mizbeach, the placement of the Mizbeach was probably more exact than any other kli in the entire Mikdash. The Rambam's lashon is Hamizbeach mikomo mechuvan biyoser. The place of the mizbeach is exact. Ve'ein mishanin oso mimkomo laolam. You don't move it or change it ever. Shneimar, as we know, Shlomo HaMelech, he built a couple of menorahs. He built a couple of a lot of kelim. He doubled and tripled and quadrupled. The mizbeach is only one. Mizbeach's got to be in that exact spot. Shenamar, v'zelecha, v'zem mizbeach lo'olo li'Yisrael. Ube mikdash, why is it that in the exact spot? Because that spot has a lot of history. Ube mikdash ne'ekad Yitzchak Avinu. Shenamar v'lech lecha le'ez ha'moria. That's where the Akedah took place. U'misores b'yadakol. And there is a misora that we have. This is the Rambam talking. In Ilchas Beis HaBechira. Sha'amakom shebanabo Davidu Shlomo HaMizbeach begoren ha'aravna hu ha'makom shebanabo Avraham HaMizbeach v'akad av Yitzchak. That's where the Akedah happened. V'hu ha'makom shebanabo Noach sheyatza min ha'teva. And that's where Noach built a Mizbeach when he came out of the Teva. V'hu ha'mizbeach shehikriv alav kayin v'hevel. That's where Cain and Hevel occurred. Ubo hikriv Adam arishon. Kishenivra carbon. Adam was created. Wow. Thank you. Brings a carbon. Right, that's one of the Ramban's rise. This week's Parsha. This week's Parsha. Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. What's the basis for carbonos? And the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, it's to wean us from Avodah Zarah. It's a very limited, minimal type of reason. To wean us from Avodah Zarah, and that's why we need karbanos, because we're going to sacrifice anyway, we might as well sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban in this week's Parsha, what are you talking about? So why did Adam bring a karban when he was born? There were no such thing as Avodah Zarah yet, and Noach, and maybe Avraham, but the early Cain and Hevel. So that's this one of the Ramban's riots. But the Rambam says that's in the exact spot. Umisham Nivra. And that's the spot from which Hashem took earth to create Adam. Amru Chachamim, Adam mimakom kaparaso nivra. Right, Rashi quotes this. And then he quotes, Midas ha-mizbeach mechuvanos harbei vitsuraso yedua ish mi ish. And then the Rambam adds another element, which the Achronim point out. Not only is it an exact spot, but it's not an exact spot that we are allowed to take into our own hands. Let's say, by some miracle, all the Arabs leave today, and all of a sudden, we're able to build a Mizbeach. The right with the Pahalacha is, the Rambam Paskins, you're allowed to bring Karbanos even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's another problem, though. You need a Navi to allow you, even if you knew where exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to go, you need a Navi, ish bi pi ish, to let you know exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to be. That's why you need the Nevi'im coming back by Yesheni. Even though they knew them where the Mizbeach was, you had to wait till the Nevi'im came in order to bring Karbanos. That's why Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and tell us exactly. But that's going to be ish bi pi ish, and Eliyahu HaNavi lo meis. So again, that's the Rambam in terms of the Mizbeach. Once we're talking about the Yesod, it's also important to always remember that the Mizbeach was a perfect square, except on one corner. The southeast corner of the Mizbeach did not have a base. Meaning that the base went on the entire west side, the entire north side, and then on the east and the south side, it just hugged it a little, it went around a little bit. But it didn't go all the way to the corners. Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Zvachim and Daf Nun Gimel that the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Chelek of Binyamin. And the border of Binyamin and Yehuda went straight through the Beis HaMikdash, right at that spot, and the entire Mizbeach based on an unkelis in Parshas Vayechi, Binyamin is Zev Yishraf, he's like a wolf, he eats the karbanos, and he has to be all in Binyamin, so that's why there couldn't be a base on the southeast side. Southeast side, that was the halacha. Right, the Mizbeach is called the Zeh. Remember the last Amud in Masechah Sukkah, where the Miriam Bas Bilga, right, goes in at the Mizbeach during the time of the Yevanim, and she says, Lucas, Lucas, which means a Zeev. What are you eating so many karbanos from the Jewish people? Right, the Mizbeach is called the Zeev. Binyamin Zeev, Zeev Yitraf. Okay, so that's why the Mizbeach was cut off a little bit. The Marsha there says, even al derech a little deeper. Why did it have to be cut off and only in Binyamin and Yehuda separately? Separation of church and state. Or we should say, shul and state. Right? Why? So Binyamin, that was the religious affairs. And the Yehuda, that was political affairs. That was the Malchus. So separation. Separation couldn't have both. That's the Marsha right there in Zvachim and Daphne and Gimel. Okay, weiter. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Shiurin Chatzitzin Umachitzin, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Shiurin, all Shiurim, all measurements of items. Where do you get Kizayis, Kebetza, Ketamar, where do you get all this from? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, all Shiurin. There's an interesting discussion that we've shown him. What about 13 years old for bar mitzvah and 12 years old for bat mitzvah. Is that also included in Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? The Rush says yes. The Rush of Tshuva says that's also Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's not Svara. Other Rishonim, though, there's a Rashi in Nazir that says it's based on the fact that Shimon and Levi are called Ish in the Shechem story, and we figure, based on math, we figure out they're 13 years old. Right? But either way, that's Machlokas, whether that's also included in Shiurin. So Shiurin, Chatzitzin, halachic interference when a person goes to the mikvah, Chatzitzin, what's called all laws of Chatzitzin, which we'll get to the details, and Mechitzin, and Mechitzos for Sukkah, for Mavis Drabanan, but for Sukkah and for Shabbos, that's all halacha lamosha misinai. That's the statement of Rav. Period. Says the Gemara, really? Shiurin d'oraisa. What do you mean? Shiurin halacha moshe misinai? No. As halacha moshe misinai, if you remember, the Rambam's definition is, there's no hint in the Torah to the din. There's no hint in the Torah. So ask the Gemara, yes, there is. This isn't a halacha moshe misinai. Shiurin d'oraisa. It's d'oraisa. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Eretz chitos ora v'chulu, or the Shiva Saminim v'chulu, and we learn a different halacha from every one of the Shiva Saminim. Va'amar Rav Chanon, kala pasuk hazeh l'shiurim ne'amar. This entire pasuk is learn l'shiurin. The Ritva here notes, even though we use this pasuk to teach me that these are the seven items that you need a bracha achrona on, maybe that's what it's coming, that's the pashtus, but the Ritva says you can also learn these too. Chazal learned these on a deeper level. So this apollo pasuk is l'shiurin. Let's go through the shiurin, and then we'll come back and make a couple of important ha'aris. Says the Gemara. Chita, what's the first one? Wheat. What is chita teach? The Mishnah says in Mesechas Nigaim. We know that Sara'as is not only transfer, it's one of the few tumas that not only makes me tummy if I touch somebody who's a mitzora or if I carry, but also tumas ohel. If I go into a house, a bayis, a manuka, or somebody's in the house, that has saras, there's tumas ohel, by tumas mace, and by tumas nigaim. So, how long do I have to stay in the house for everything to become tame? So, anipas, a bayis, a manuka, a kelev, a ksevav, if I go into a house, and I'm holding clothing, this sandal of a tabosa biyadav, or I'm holding my jewelry, I'm holding my shoes, hu behem tame miyad, everything is tame immediately. Because it's direct. Hayalavush kelav. But if I'm wearing clothes, v'sandala baraglav, and I'm wearing my shoes, v'tabosav v'esvosav, and his rings are in his hands, a man can wear a ring. V'tabosav, doesn't say v'taboseha. V'tabosav v'esvosav, does it mean like a signet that they used to sign things with? Or does this mean, right, the Talmudic times, there was certain jewelry. Interesting. V'tabosav v'esvosav, hu tamei miyad, the person's tamei immediately, v'hein tahorin, but the clothing and anything he's wearing is secondary. So it becomes tamei a few seconds later. How much later? Ad sheyishe b'chnei achilas pras. As long as enough time that you have what's called a maisa achila, enough time to eat k'dei achilas pras, somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes. Enough to eat a section of bread. What type of bread? Pas chitim v'lo pas saorin. There's the chitim. Bread, wheat bread, which Rashi says, ain't shoheba, doesn't take as long to eat. Wheat bread is quicker going down than barley bread. Mesev ocha b'liftan. But you're doing haseba? Oh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, haseba right there. That's today's connection. V'ocha b'liftan. And you're eating it with a dip. I mean, all these things make you are more relaxed and you eat it quicker. So it's wheat bread and you're relaxed, you're eating it with a dip. So that is all. That's shir number one. The word chita teaches me k'dei achilas pras of chita bread. That's number one. You know what? Before we turn over, let's just do an important discussion. Chassab Sofer here says, Chassab Sofer asks, an amazing discussion we have to have here. Maybe the halacha Moshe Misinai is megalet to us. These psukim say, these shiurim. Maybe it's megalet to us that you don't say rubo kakulo by all of these shiurim. Maybe that's the chiddush of the halacha Moshe Misinai. All these say a shir, and then the halacha Moshe Misinai is megalet that you don't say rubo kakulo. Rubo is like all. Right, let's do another shir. You'll see. Sa'ora. What is sa'ora? Barley seed etzan. That teaches me the Mishnah Mesechas Ahalos. Etzem kis sa'ora. Mitame b'magal b'masav enim mitame b'oel. How much of a bone of a dead body is mitame you? By touching it or by, right, masa, but it's not mitame b'oel. Right, how much a bone without flesh on it is not mitame b'oel. It's only mitame by touching or by masa. These are very halachal ma'is and afkaminis for tumas kohanim. In terms of kohanim going into hospitals, and Kohanim going into museums, anywhere where there might be, you know, dead bodies, even bones. Bones are not mitame b'magam b'masa, only ba'ohel. So, says the Mishnah, it has to be the size of a barley seed. So that's the Seorah. What it teaches you. Geffen. What is Geffen? Kedei Revius Nayin Lenazir. Geffen in the Pasuk is teaching you what's the size of wine that is usher for an usher to drink. The size of a Geffen. Size of a grape. Right, Tosfos points out this one is not parallel to all the others. All the others are different halakhic context than when it, than what it is in the Pasuk. Here we're saying a grape is a grape. And that's what's usher for an usher to drink. Okay, let's just continue. I said I was going to stop, but we'll continue. Te'ena, a fig, kegrogos losa Shabbos. That's as we learned, as we had many dafim on. The shirim for carrying something out on Shabbos is carrying out a dried fig. A grogoris. Rimon, kiditznan, the Mishnah says in Kalim, kol klei bali batim shirin kerimonim. A klei becomes tameh. When does it become tahar? If it gets a hole in it. How big of a hole? A hole that a pomegranate will fall through. Up until that time, it's still useful. So, all these shiurim. Two more. Eretz, zei sheben utvash. Eretz, what does that teach me? Eretz, shakol shiurek zeisim. Right? Eretz, zei, zayis. Right? Olives. Oh, and a land that all of its shiurim are olives. Kol shiurek zagadaiduch? That's not true. Vahika ani to amr. What about the ones that we just said? Ela ema eretz, arov shiurek zeisim. Kizayis is the shiur for basically everything else. Isuri achila, mitzvah achila, v'chulu. And last one, dvash, kakoseves hagasa. What is dvash? What honey are we talking about here? We're talking about date honey, not bee honey. Date honey. So dates, what is a date used for? The shear of eating on Yom Kippur. We know it's a bigger shear because the issue is yisuve daita, having feeling good, not as specifically isur achila, Yom Kippurim. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara's question is, how could you say all shiurim are alachon lo shiwi sinai? Don't you learn it now from psukim? So the Gemara says, one second, the tizbara shiurim michtav ksivi, are they written? They're not written anyway. They're like backwards shiurim that you learn hints in the pasuk. Ela hilchas and ino. Really, it's halacha Moshe b'Sinai. And afterwards, Chazal went back and connected it to the pasuk. Vas mechinu rabban and akroy. But really, it's based on halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Period. Stop there for a minute. So back to the Chassam Sofer's question. Why don't we say that the chiddush is maybe you need the pasuk and halacha Moshe b'Sinai because to teach you that you don't say ruba kakulo. So two very important shitas about Ruba Kakulo. The Chassam Sofer says, first of all, you don't say Ruba Kakulo, says the Chassam Sofer. He says, I was asked this by Rav Shlomo Kluger years ago. He calls, I got Rav Shlomo Kluger from Broyd, Hikshali about a month ago. Kamo Yerach Yamin. He asked me this question on this Gemara. He says, my Kushya, maybe without Allah Moshe B'Sinai, we would have said Ruba Kakulo. All you have to do is eat half a kezias. It's good enough. Not half, rove of a kezias. We know Ruba Kakulo comes up sometimes. Rove, you only have to shecht most of the simanim of an animal, not all the simanim of an animal. So you only have to eat Rove of a Kezias to be Asur. You only have to drink Rove of a Kezias for the Nazir. Maybe that's what the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is teaching me. Says the Chassam Sofer, you only say Ruba Kakulo when you have an entire unit and only Rove is accomplished. You have the entire simanim there, and then rove is, and then you cut rove of it. That's ruba kakulo. Or you have the entire Sanhedrin there, and they vote 19-4. Right, that's ruba kakulo. But what if only 19 people come and they vote that way? You don't see ruba kakulo there by the Sanhedrin. There's only 19 judges that come. You know, you need all 23 judges, and then 19 out of 23, you say ruba kakulo. You never say ruba kakulo to just allow you to have just to have the rove. You need the call, and then the action that's demanded must go by the rove. Oh, Ruba Kakula, you need rove people that didn't daven yet, right? You need six people that didn't daven yet. Okay, oh, you need six people to make a minion? No! You need Kulo, Ruba Kakulo! That's the principle of Ruba Kakulo. So you're not going to apply that here. What, rove of a Kizayah is rove of a Shir? It's not shy to talk about that here. So that's a beautiful Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer in Aruch Chaim, Aleph Kuf Mem. That's the Chassam Sofer. The Stipler, though, says differently. The Stipler is explaining a Rashi, a very difficult Rashi, on the first daf, the first Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. Rashi, the Gemara there, the Mishnah says there, if you remember, that the Sukkah has to have more shade than sun. What if it has more sun than shade? Rashi says, Batel Barov. Rashi says, the shady part is Batel Barov in the sun, and it's Apostle Sukkah. So all the Achronim say, Bittel? What are you talking about, Rashi? What's Bittel? So that's where the Stipler in Simon Aleph in Kilos Yaakov discusses when do you say Bittel Barov, when do you say Ruba Kakulo. And at the end of the day, everybody's stuck. They have to say Rashi doesn't mean what he means. Because there's no real bittul here. What he really means is rubak akulo. So the stipler there discusses, when do you say rubak akulo? When do you say bittul barov? So he has two ideas. Well, maybe we'll just mention one of them. He says, rubak akulo is when you have one item and you're trying to describe the item. You have simanim. Are they shechted? Are they not shechted? You have a set of judges. Do you say chayiv? Do you say pater? That's ruba kukula, where you have one item. Bittul barov is where you have a lot of different items that were mixed together. And one thing is going to be nullified in the other one. That's bittul. Where you have, it's a sharia miyut habilti shachut. He says by shchita, the miyut, it's there. It's not that it's disappeared. There's no mixture here. It's one thing. And he's trying to define it. So that's Rubak Akulo versus Bittul Barov. Again, there's another idea there we don't have time for now. That's the first stipler in Maseches Sukkah. Okay, so that is the stipler and the Kehilas Yaakov. So the Sharm Sanan Balacha here has an interesting point. For Revius, for Geffen and Revius, why don't we say just Kiddush? A Nazir? Who's a Nazir? Why don't we just say Revius for Kiddush? That's what we need to make Kiddush on. Ah, maybe this is a raya, says the Sharm Sanan Balacha, to the Shitos, which we paskin like, that the wine by Kiddush is not Doraisa. Kiddush bidvarim is Doraisa. Right? Making sayings of Kiddush is Doraisa. But holding the cup of wine, and especially drinking the wine, there's a Rashi and Nazir, really the Mefarish and Nazir, that says it's Doraisa, but we hold it's not. So maybe that's why it doesn't say Kiddush. Because drinking the wine is Darabanan. Okay. There's a lot more here, but we continue. Says the Gemara, Chatzitzin Doraisa Ninu. What's the next point in the Halacha Moshe Bisina? Chatzitzin, right? Halachic interference. When a person goes to the mikvah, what do you mean that's Halacha Moshe Bisina? That's also Doraisa. Dichziv, Verachat es kol bisaro. You have to wash all your body. Shalo yehe davar chotzeis bein bisaro lamayim. The entire body. There can't be any halachic interference. Bamayim, b'mei mikvah. In mikvah water. Kol bisaro. What does that mean? Mayim shekol gufo ola behen. Water that the entire body could fit in. And what is that? V'kamahein amal ama b'rum gimel amas. We think it's an ama b'ayin ama with a height of 3. V'shiur hachamim, mei mikvah mem sa'a. So you learn that from Sukkim. You see again. So what do you mean, chatzitzos? Or halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, ki yitzrakel chasal is saro. The body, fine. But what about chatzitzos in the hair? That we wouldn't have known from the pasuk, and that you need halacha Moshe Misinai. Ukidaraba barav huna. Damaraba barav huna. Nima achas kshura chotzetzes. If you have one hair that it's tied on itself, so that's very tight. And therefore, water is not going to be able to get through and touch every surface area, every spot on the hair, and that's where it's chatzitza. Shalosh inon chotzitzos. 3 hairs together, that's too much, it's going to be loose. Water is going to get through. Shtayim ein yodea. I'm not sure about 2. That's a suffix. But either way, interesting, just derech agav, you see you can have chatzitza from the body itself. Chatzitza doesn't only mean halachic external interference. Parts of the body itself, like hair, it's connected to you. That also could be a chatzitza. So you see, that's what it's learned out from the halacha Moshe Sinai. The Gemara says, no, that's also from a pasuk. Saranami daraisahu. Titanya. Verachatz es kol bisaro. What's the S? S hatofel bisaro. Something that is secondary to the flesh, vizeo seor. Question mark. So again, you see, chatzitza is based on the pasuk. What do you need the halacha Moshe Sinai for? Answer, ki asoy hilchasa, lerubo miyuto, ulamakbid, lesheno makbid, ukid rabbi yitzchak. Here we go. The different levels of chatzitza, as we know, there are 3 levels of chatzitza. The doraisa chatzitza, the derabanan chatzitza, and the minhag. To amar rabbi yitzchak, dvar Torah on a doraisa level. Rubo umakbid, alav, chotzeitz. What's chatzitza? Only if I'm wearing a bodysuit. Or if I'm mostly covered in mud. That's a chatzitza d'oraisa. It has to be on most of my body, and I have to be makpid on it, that I don't always want it on me. V'she'eino makpid alaveino chotzeitz. And if I'm not makpid, then it's not chotzeitz. That's the d'oraisa. That hardly ever comes up. But, v'gazru al rubo she'eino makpid b'shim rubo ha-makpid, v'al miyuto ha-makpid b'shim rubo ha-makpid, where goes there on either or. Rove or makpid. That's the next level. So that's what Halacha Moshe Bisina is teaching me. You have all these, right, what the Daraisa is, and what is then the Darabanan. The Ligs are not Halacha Moshe Bisina teaching me the Darabanan, but it tells me the details of what the Daraisa is. The Ligs are Nami, Al-Miyuto She'eno Makbid, Mishum Miyuto Ha-Makbid, Inami Mishum Ruba She'eno Makbid. Why don't we go the whole way? Why aren't we goes there on a minority of the body that's an Ha-Makbid? Gemara said, that's too far. He gufa gzeira. V'anan nekam enigzer gzeira l'gzeira? We're not going to go that far. So you need either or to be a derabanan. But the Shulchan Aruch, we know the in Yoredei and Hilchas Nida we paskin, that the minhag is to try to remove even a miyut she'eno makpid. That's the minhag l'chadchila. But as long as it's only in the minhag world, then b'di'eved, let's say a woman, you know, went to the mikvah already, and she came back, and there's going to be a shayla, as long as it can be determined that it's in the miyat she'eno makpid world, then it's okay. That's why, and if you get shaylas, you know, for the mikvah, when somebody calls up, oh, I see one of my toenails has nail polish on it still. One of my toenails. So the shayla of the Rav S is, you know, would you go outside with it? It's on miyat, fine. Would you go outside with it? Yeah, I would go outside with it. Okay, period. Meet you in a mock with a fingernail, a toenail, whatever it is. You know, some type of as long as we can get it into the eno makpid, then we can determine that it is only in the world of minhag, which is a lachadchila, and not in the world of derabanan. Two other important ha'aris, though. And that is number one, there is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. This is, we just said before, other daraisa one never comes up. It might come up. The Rambam and the Ravid argue, we just included hair. Is hair considered part of the body? Or does hair require tzvila, but it's a separate part of the body? That's a machlokas, the Gaonim, not the Ravid, the Gaonim and the Rambam. The Gaonim and the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos quotes the Gaonim, who say, one hair is a chatzitza if you're makbid on it. Avalameinu makbid alav, also a tefila, achide rov saro kashur nima nima bifnei atzma. If most of your hair is tied up, that's called rov. Says the Rambam, kazeh horu Gaonim. The year Eli, but it appears to me no. Shesaro shall Adam kigufa hu chashiv linyan tefila. Veidu kigufa bnei atzmo kedei shenoma rova sear ela afa pisha kol sear grosho kashur nima nima. Even if most of the hair is in knots, if he's not makbid, that's called miut. That's a machlokas. The Gaonim and the Rambam and the Brisker Rav talks about this machlokas. How do you determine hair? The other point is how do you determine makbid? What if a person always has this on? Person always has this on, but they take it off to wash the tzilas yadayim. They take it off when a woman takes it off when she'll need challah. So, or what if you're an unusual type of person? You're machped on things that other people aren't machped on. Or you're not machped on things that other people are. We're machmir in all these cases. The Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Hilchas Chatzitza, Kufsad Ches, I think it is, discusses that we are machmir, that we assume any of these are machped. If you'll take it off even just once in a while, that's called makpid. If normal people take it off, then that's called makpid. If you're makpid on it, then that's called makpid. Right? We're makpid across the board in terms of defining what makpid means. Good. Let's just finishing up. Says the Gemara, okay, what about the third one, where we have a problem with each of these? Mechitzos daraisa ninu. Right? This is one of the non-Erevin dafim in Erevin, as you can see. So, mechitzos daraisa ninu. What do you mean mechitzos? The fact that you need a mechitza is 10 tefachim high? That's also based on the pasuk. Damar mar. Right? We know. Aron tisha, the aron is 9 tefachim high. The kaporis tefach. And the kaporis, the cover, adds on one. So it's 10 tefachim. Hare kanasara. Right? So you see, it's also based on psukim. So Gemara says, no. And that, we assume, is the minimum height of a mechitza. Why? So it's explained in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Hashem Shechina comes down to talk to us between the kruvim. That's 10 tefachim high, and that's not a change of rishus. Hashem is not going to go down within the 10 tefachim of earth, because that's a separate rishus. That's how you know that a rishus is 10 tefachim high, because Hashem Shechina goes down to the kruvim. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha el Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you need the halacha Moshe Mitzina according to Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar, because Rabbi Yehuda says that these shiurim are off. It's not 10 and 9. Amas binyan ba'ama bas shisha. Amas kelim ba'ama bas chamisha. The amos regarding the kelim of the mishkan or the mikdash are the 5 tefach amos. So therefore, when the aron is not going to be 10 tefachim with the kaparas, it's going to be shorter. Right? You don't use the 6 tefachim. Right? We said the aron is an ama and a half, an ama and a half tall. So we thought that meant 9 tefachim. 6 and 3. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's 7 and a half. Plus another one, it gives you 8 and a half. So according to him, you don't have the shear of 10 tefachim from anywhere. So that's why you need it, the halacha should be seen there for him. Well, Rabbi Meir, the Amar, called Amos, Rabbi Benonius, Michael, and Meimar. So, what about according to Rabbi Meir, though? According to non-Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you need the halacha should be seen there for? So Gemara says, for the following, Lora Meir, Kiyasi Hilchasa, to these halachas regarding Mechitza. Legud, good, which we'll get to when you're allowed to pull the wall up or down, good asik or good achis. Lulavud, when you're allowed to extend walls within 3 tefachim of each other to assume that the airspace is not relevant. Uladofen akuma, as we spoke about yesterday, bending the walls. So those are all halacha Moshe Bissina related halachas regarding mechitza. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The show will continue with one or two more points regarding Kepeda tomorrow, and then we will continue and get back to Inyanim of Erevin. There was a Daf Be'in share last night, hopefully it'll be up today, regarding the Malacha of Tochein, grinding on Shabbos, relating to the end of Masechah Shabbos. Beis Hashem, it'll be up today for anyone who would want to listen. Okay, we'll stop here.